Hello.
Hi, my name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote in Maryland?
Yeah.
Pardon?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for taking my call. Do you approve or disapprove of the Joe Biden is doing as president?
Very much disapprove.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as governor?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president?
Donald Trump ain't president.
I am required to read verbatim, sir. I cannot skip the question. But do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump is doing as president?
Well, he did all right.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
That's a disgrace. No, disapprove.
Overall, would you say that things in your country are moving in the right direction or the wrong direction?
Wrong.
And if the 2024 elections were held today, for whom would you vote for president, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican?
Well, Trump.
For whom would you vote for president, if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, or Robert F. Kennedy, Jr., an independent?
Don't know enough about Kennedy. Well, I'd say Trump.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
No, I disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling a foreign policy?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat?
Strongly.
And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing as handling immigration at our southern border?
That's a disgrace. Strongly.
Due to the $3 billion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Would you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
No, I do not support that, because that ain't what they'd use it for.
Strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Strongly oppose it. It's just more money that they'll squander somewhere else.
In which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? Here's the first one. Maintaining and improving the road and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MART trains?
Fixing the roads and the bridges.
Currently, in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess a firearm?
A stolen firearm? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir. Stolen firearm.
Yeah. It should be.
Do you strongly agree with this or something?
Oh, I strongly agree with that.
And would you support a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resultant is a death?
Is a vet.
Is it? No. if the drug resulted in a death?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Oh, I strongly support that.
And do you think that you and your family pay too much taxes, too little taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
No, I pay too many.
Pregnancy resources centers are placed that do not perform abortion, but increase offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Yeah, I don't agree with that abortion crap, but yeah, I would support that.
And under a new law, a juvenile 12 years or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing this so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I would favor it.
Strongly favor it or somewhat favor it?
I would strongly favor it. That's why there's so much of that crap going on.
Let me ask you, do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayers' dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country?
Strongly oppose that.
Okay. How frequently do you plan the Maryland lottery? Do you play the Maryland lottery?
Very rarely.
Would you say occasionally, only when the jackpot is big?
Yeah, when the jackpot's big, yeah.
And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Mariners?
I don't know.
A big problem, a problem, not much of a problem, or not a problem at all?
Well, yeah, it's a problem, I'm sure.
I would say big problem, a problem, or?
Problem.
Okay. And as a way to increase state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that target and encourage individuals age 25 and 45 years old to play?
No.
Do you somewhat oppose it or strongly oppose it?
I oppose it. Somewhat.
Should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No, I shouldn't be allowed to do that. No. That just makes gamblers out of poor people.
Do you support or oppose Maryland's teachers and school employees having the right to strike?
They shouldn't. They shouldn't have the right to strike. They live on the taxpayers' dime. That's baloney.
Okay. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live should have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medications that they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
No, it's euthanasia. Nah, don't believe in that. Nope.
And if you had an incurable treatment illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, would you want the option of medical aid in dying? A yes or no?
No.
Okay. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? Abortion should be legal in all cases, abortion should be legal in most cases, abortion should be illegal in most cases, or abortion should be illegal in all cases.
In most cases, illegal.
A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communication, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability, yes or no?
No.
In Maryland, tipped workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employee and get the rest of their wages in tips. Do you favor or oppose legislative proposal that would raise the minimum wage for tipped workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with tips on top?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Do you strongly favor it or somewhat favor it?
I somewhat favor it.
The last few questions are for statistic purposes only and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age category do you fall into? 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or older than 65?
I'm older than 65.
And with which party are you registered to vote? Are you a Democrat, a Republican, or an Independent?
I am a Republican.
And what is your race?
I am white.
And what is your religious affiliation?
Protestant.
Protestant? Okay. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. You have yourself a great night. Thank you very much, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye-bye.